Joe Knows Sports.
It's Joe Smith Reports
on WGCL.
The 117th edition of the United States Open, our national championship in golf, is taking place this week at Erin Hills Golf Club in Erin, Wisconsin. The first time ever the state of Wisconsin is hosting the national championship. And action got underway on Thursday. Ricky Fowler led a group of players. There's 18 of them at 3 under par or lower that have never won a major championship. Fowler's 7 under 65 set the pace in relation to par, the par 72 this week. Fowler's first round 7 under par joins an exclusive club. Jack Nicklaus and Tom Weisskopf both shot 63 on the par 70 Baltusrol course at the 1980 U.S. Open. Yep, those are the only three players ever to be 7 under par after one round. Fowler's morning score, the best of the day. The afternoon wave produced a pair of 66s. Former Ryder Cup participant Paul Casey, the Englishman, as did up-and-comer tour rookie Xander Schauffele. How good was Schauffele's round? He's the first person ever in United States Open history to shoot 66 in their first round and to do it bogey-free. Bogey-free on a course that played yesterday, 7,845 yards. That's the longest track in U.S. Open history. Jason Day struggled with 79. Rory McIlroy struggled with 78. They've got one more chance to figure it out. After today's 18 holes, the field will be cut to the top 60 in ties. Those players will advance to the weekend and a chance to win the 117th U.S. Open title. The Reds return to the radio tonight. The Los Angeles Dodgers are in town for the weekend. Marty Brenneman's pregame tonight at 7 o'clock and tomorrow afternoon at 4. Pinch hitting for Joe Smith, I'm Mike Glasgow.
Joe Knows Sports.
It's Joe Smith Reports
on WGCL.
Indiana has named their Athletes of the Year, and probably this won't come to a surprise to most. Indiana University Department of Athletics announced that junior women's swimmer Lily King and senior linebacker T. Gray Scales have been named IU's 2016-17 Athletes of the Year. King was also the 2015-16 recipient, and if she comes back next year, I bet she will be the 17-18 recipient as well. She started off the season with winning the 2016 Olympic Games in the 100-meter breaststroke with an Olympic record time. She was a member of the gold medal-winning 4x100 medley relay team. She also was named U.S. Swimming's Golden Goggle Award winner for Breakout Performer of the Year. 4 All-American honors in the 2017 NCAA Championships. She successfully defended her individual titles in the 100 and 200 breaststrokes. American records, meet records, open records, natatorium records, school. Yeah, that's why she's Athlete of the Year, Edmund. It's not hard to connect the dots. T. Gray Scales was second-team All-America from SI.com and the first Hoosier linebacker recognized on an All-American team since Van Waiters. Yeah, that Van Waiters, way back in 1987. He was also the Foster Farms Bowl Defensive Player of the Game. First in the Big Ten with tackles and 10th nationally. Scales owns the second spot on the program's single-season tackles for loss list, and he shares 9th in total tackles for loss. Two big performances and throw-in that we learned yesterday as well. Sydney Clute, the senior pole vaulter, was named the Big Ten Field Athlete of the Year.
So she fantastic. Was an intern for me this past year. She's a wonderful young
we
lady.
We had a chance to meet her on Joe Smith Sports Talk. Kind of took up pole vaulting a little bit late in her career, and next thing you know, she's setting Big Ten records, IU records, meet records, and she was 4th at the NCAA Championships this last spring. So, Athletes of the Year will add one more. Pinch hitting for Joe Smith, I'm Mike Glasgow.